Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Larry Flaherty, the director of franchise development with Pet Supplies Plus. And with more than 275 locations in 23 eastern states, Pet Supplies Plus has earned the reputation as America's favorite neighborhood pet store. I'm going to talk to Larry about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. Stick around because we have a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Larry Flaherty, the director of franchise development with Pet Supplies Plus. And with more than 275 locations in 23 eastern states, Pet Supplies Plus has earned the reputation as America's favorite neighborhood pet store. Hey, Larry, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Marty. Great to speak with you.
Oh, thanks, Larry. It's great to have you on the show as well. We would like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Larry?
I am calling from Livonia, Michigan.
Oh, nice. How's the weather there today, Larry?
It is absolutely beautiful. That's good. Perfect September day in Michigan.
Good. That's great. It's always a good time to be in Michigan this time of year, isn't it?
It is. It is. Great harvest festivals and everything's coming on board. It's a beautiful time.
That's fantastic. I thought maybe we could start off and you could describe the history of Pet Supplies Plus, Larry.
Sure. The company was founded in 1988 mm-hmm. by two veterans of the supermarket industry. And shortly thereafter, in 1991, we started franchising. And through that time, we've grown the company significantly from the first 4 or 5 stores to now we've just reached over, as of this week, 280 stores.
Wow, that's
so
fantastic.
Yeah, we've been doing quite well, and the franchise opportunity that we have presented our individuals over the course of many years have allowed them to be successful and very wonderful entrepreneurs that allow them to continue to develop stores. One of our key numbers is that over 65% of our franchisees are multi-unit operators.
Wow, that's a good sign, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? That's fantastic.
It is.
That's great. And you know, you've earned the reputation of being America's favorite neighborhood pet store. How did you guys get that reputation, Larry?
Well, it's really an overall focus from on both our company-operated stores and our
mm-hmm.
franchise-operated stores. You take a look at our competitors, such as Petco and PetSmart, and they're in
right.
the major regional draw areas. We want to be in the neighborhood areas where people shop day in and day out. You know, it's convenient, and we want to be where those people are so that they can bring their pets in. And our knowledgeable, customer-focused staff can really interact with them to provide them a great experience. And you know, if they bring in their dog and the dog's having some issues, they can ask, you know, what type of food would be best for the dog or their cat or, you know, whatever animal they may have. Our team members at our stores are enthused about the pet industry. They love pets, and they are very knowledgeable about specific types, whether it be dogs or cats or reptiles or fish, and they're more than willing and happy to share that knowledge with our customers, as we like to call them, our neighbors.
That's fantastic. It's interesting using the franchise model too, Larry. You know, I mean, you know, some of the other, of course, your competitors that you mentioned, I mean, they are not franchises, you know, so with Pet Supplies Plus, of course, you know, the franchisee having that stake in the business, you know, you imagine that they work harder, and I'm sure you've probably seen that from your experience.
Well, absolutely. You know, we as we continue to grow over the next few years, you know, we're going to maintain a 50-50 split in our growth model, because we
mm-hmm.
highly value the contribution that our franchisees bring. Because they're in the local market, they understand their neighbors in their market, and they're much more responsive. Because you know, I think that's been proven in many various franchise
right.
models, that the franchisee is the best frontline person to interact with your customer.
I agree. That's well said. I was thinking maybe we could talk a little bit about the internal distribution center, Larry. How does the internal distribution center reduce cost for your franchisees at Pet Supplies Plus?
Well, we opened our internal distribution center in August of 2012. So we've really just started this new one. Before,
mm-hmm.
we did have internal distribution, but it was kind of, we had it in two different areas. It was based
okay.
in Michigan. And it was very, let's say, not 21st century.
Right,
so
right.
we opened a new state-of-the-art 7,600,000 square foot facility
wow.
in Seymour, Indiana,
hmm.
And with that, we brought in all our hard good lines and our food lines to be able to service the majority of our stores from the central location in Seymour, Indiana.
Why Seymour,
so,
Larry?
But to answer your question is, why do we feel that it's going to be able to provide a benefit in cost savings?
Right.
Is, by buying in bulk, by buying in storing it in one location,
right.
We're able to
makes
get
sense.
Great discounts from the various manufacturers. And then we're able to pass those discounts through to our franchisees and,
right.
Of course, our corporate stores. So, there's a lot of marketing dollars that are associated
uh-huh.
when you're purchasing in bulk from these various companies. And those marketing dollars are able to go into our national advertising fund to, benefit the entire brand.
Your franchisees must love that, I imagine, reducing the cost of goods sold.
I have
profit.
Yet to meet a franchisee who doesn't like to see a reduced cost.
That's fantastic.
I think. And, we just opened it about a year ago, and,
right.
With any type of major transformation that people undertake, there's going to be hiccups and, there's going to be growing pains, which,
sure.
of course, we went through. But, we're moving forward, and every day that goes by, we're continuing to make enhancements and improvement and continuing to develop that internal structure much, much more to be where we want it to be, so that we're able to compete at the national level with the other competitors.
That's interesting. Why build it in Seymour, Indiana, Larry?
Well, Seymour, if you drew a 500-mile radius around it, hits the majority of the states that we are our stores are located.
Right.
So
right.
We found that to be a very good centrally located area. And also, with the focus on our growth over the next few years, that we felt would be a great area to be able to develop around. So, and again, that would provide additional savings and, leverage those savings into our cost of goods and continue to reduce those costs. So we offer a very competitive pricing point to our neighbors.
That's great. I'm sure it's created a lot of jobs in that particular area too, didn't it?
It has. I believe we've hired well over 100 people.
That's great.
In both what we call our pet depot is
right.
what we call a distribution center. And then we also have third-party transportation network, and they had to expand also, so that we've made a significant impact in the overall economy in the Seymour, Indiana area.
That's wonderful. How does Pet Supplies Plus place a large emphasis on made in the USA pet consumables, Larry?
Well, last year also we undertook a major initiative in all of our stores to redesign the layout and flow of our stores, and a major component of that, what we call the reflow, was the introduction of a Made in USA section, where all the toys and rawhide products and bones and things of that nature that for dogs and cats that are focused on being produced in the USA. So
right.
there's been some issues with imported products over the last few years,
uh-huh.
and we've found a significant market for made in the USA products, especially in this category, and we've been proud to
great.
Be able to provide and be the leader in this area.
That's fantastic. You're listening to Franchise Interviews, and today we're speaking with Larry Flaherty, the Director of Franchise Development with Pet Supplies Plus. And one of the questions we've been recently asking on the show, Larry, is how has technology played a role with Pet Supplies Plus?
Well, all of our stores are interconnected through the for our POS system
mm-hmm.
and our ordering system. So, at any point we can see what the sales are at any one of our pet centers throughout the country, and also we're able to Another component that we've recently introduced is a customer feedback component where we're actually able to hear directly from our customers, our neighbors again, on how their in-store experience was and
right.
making sure that the neighborly service that we're looking to provide is being executed upon on a daily basis.
Great. It's interesting. I remember doing a case study a long time ago. I teach for Kaplan University, Larry, and we were doing a marketing case. And I remember somewhere saying, you know, that the pet has certainly elevated in society, you know, if you look at the history of the pet. And I remember seeing a tagline somewhere associated with you that people don't own pets, pets own people. You know, and I thought that was very clever, you know, and I just thought that's really quite brilliant. How big is the industry today? I mean, it just seems like it keeps getting bigger. You wonder where it's going to stop.
Well, the overall category is a $52 billion market.
Oh, wow.
And over the last 10 years, throughout arguably the worst recession in recent memory,
right.
the pet industry continued to grow 5 to 6% annually throughout.
Incredible.
Yes. So, you know, people always talk about a recession-proof industry.
Right.
You know, this actually shows that the pet industry is indeed, in fact, a recession-proof industry. You know, 62% of Americans own pets, you know, of some sort,
mm-hmm.
whether it be cats or dogs or turtles or fish.
Right.
So, you know, it's in. To your point, we say pets own people.
Right.
We really feel that it's what we call a humanization of the pet, where
yeah.
it becomes a member of the family. It's not just a pet that stays outdoors on a leash. It's somebody who's in the home, involved with the family,
mm-hmm.
day in, day out, and really becomes part of the family.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I totally agree with that. So what kind of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees, Larry, being the director of franchise development? Are there any like traits or skills that you look for?
One of the prime traits that we look for is an individual who's engaged in the community, who's outgoing, who is service oriented, who likes and loves pets. Because
right.
in our pet centers in the neighborhood, their entire focus is taking care of their neighbors, their customers, that as they come in the door. So we want them to feel comfortable to be able to engage those neighbors as they enter the store and become, you know, the expert in their community regarding pets. They don't have to have that knowledge to begin with. You know,
right.
we have extensive training programs and that we can allow through self-learning them to become experts in various components as they progress through time in the system.
That makes sense. You were talking about the training. What is that like, Larry, for new franchisees? You know, once you decide that you like them, they like you, you know, and it is a match, how does it work from that point?
Well, once the franchise agreement is signed or an area development agreement is signed, you know, we'll start what we call a new franchisee process.
Right.
We do an extensive amount of work with new franchisees, from assisting them with site selection. We have a very, very extensive network of commercial real estate brokers throughout the country that are already in place to work with franchisees on these new locations. And then once they identify a location, then the next piece is we will actually lay out the store based upon the space that has been identified. We do not typically build from the ground up, so we're always taking second or third generation space. So no two stores are ever really going to be the same. So we assist in designing the layout of the store. Then they, of course, take it to their architect and they complete the planning. Then from that piece, we'll merchandise the store. We'll actually order the product for them. We'll order the equipment for them. And then we'll actually have a team come in to set the store up. before they open. It's a 3-week process. Now, before the store setup occurs, the franchisee and their management team would come in for a 4-week training process that starts in one of our corporate training centers that are located throughout the country. It's a 4-week program, and it takes them through. It's a hands-on program. It takes them through, you know, opening the doors, ringing the sales, ordering the product, and getting them as comfortable as possible with the day-to-day operations.
That's fantastic.
And then after they go through that piece, then we'll do a 1-week soft opening.
Uh-huh.
Our marketing team will assist them with the grand opening process. That's doing some great local grand opening advertising opportunities that are there. And then they open the store, and we have a great operations team that will be there to assist them day in and day out as necessary.
That must be fun for you, too, I guess, if you get to attend some of those, Larry, the grand openings, you know, I mean, to get to, you know, finally see it come to fruition, you know, what's that like for you to see that?
It's been great. You know, when we do a grand opening, what we're doing is we'll not just market that we're opening the store, but we'll invite a lot of the local animal shelters to come in and adoption centers to come in and actually, you know, bring the dogs and cats in from their shelters and offer them up for adoptions and other animal rescue and other organizations. And it becomes a very big, almost like a festival, animal festival in front of the stores. And it just becomes a great event, a lot of energy, a lot of people bring their pets in. We welcome pets into our stores, and it just becomes a great environment. I mean, who doesn't like working with pets as they every day in and day in and day out?
Right. That's fantastic. What is a typical day like, if there is such a thing, for a Pet Supplies Plus franchisee, Larry?
Well, you know, with a multi-unit owners, it's a totally separate type of day. But for a single-unit operator, we would say, you know, they typically come in around 8 o'clock. They get ready to open at 9. They, you know, may be placing orders. They may be stocking shelves. And then they open the doors, you know, and then it's all about customer engagement, focusing on the customer, dealing with your you know, whatever their needs are and exceeding their expectations. And, you know, that is the main focus on the day-to-day activity of our franchisees. You know, they'll have team members that will work on, you know, taking care of the small animals or the fish that are in the store.
Right.
Also, you know, the order comes in, the team members will assist in stocking the shelves.
That's great. The majority of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs, Larry. You know, they have it in their mind that they want to go into franchising, but, you know, to find out their biggest challenge is where to even begin, you know, because there's just so many systems out there today. What advice would you give to our listeners?
Well, when you know, if you're looking at making a lifestyle change, which franchising really is, it's, you know, you're taking control of your life. You know, you're investing in a business, and this is going to be probably the most life-changing event that they would undertake since, if they had kids, since the birth of their child.
It's
major change.
you know how
your life was before you had children?
Sure.
After you had children.
That's a great analogy.
Franchising, because it's you have to be totally involved and totally focused on your business. And if you do that, you'll be successful. You know, it's if you don't have that commitment to be totally focused on the business and make it part of your lifestyle, then, you know, this may not be the right opportunity for you. So it's really setting themselves up for success is, you know, taking being very clear and doing a self-examination of what their expectations are, what their goals are, and, you know, how realistic are they? Yeah. I always hate to hear this, you know, somebody says, well, you know, I want to own my own business because I want to go to the golf course.
I've heard that one too. That, yeah, it's always interesting, yeah, isn't it, when you hear that.
Yeah, and those are the people that should probably find something else to do.
Exactly. That's funny. I'll have to use that. You're mentioning goals. What are the goals for you guys, Larry? I mean, Pet Supplies Plus, where do you see yourselves maybe, like 3 years down the road?
Well, we're getting ready to undertake some significant growth.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, we've opened 12 corporate stores, and we'll have 8 franchise stores. Next year, it looks like we have 15 franchise stores and perhaps 20 corporate stores.
Great.
And then thereafter, we're expecting to even ramp it up further. So at the end of, 2017, we're looking to have 500 stores.
Wow, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. How can our listeners get more information on becoming a franchisee, Larry? Is there any websites you'd like them to go to, any numbers you'd like them to call?
Sure. They can go to our PetSuppliesPlus.com website.
Okay.
And or they can go to PSPFranchising.com website.
Okay.
And
that's
then
fantastic.
If they, yeah, and they can find additional information there.
Okay.
Or, you know, if they'd like, they can even give me a call directly. And my direct dial is 734-793-6550.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Larry. I enjoy talking to you, and I'd already like to invite you back next year as Pet Supplies Plus continues to grow. I think you have a great franchise opportunity.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Marty. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I do look forward to talking with you again in the future.
My pleasure. Thanks, Larry. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. Another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and 300 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Nancy Bigley, who is the CEO of Bottle and Bottega. And one of the questions we frequently ask on the show is, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? And I thought Nancy's response was really quite brilliant. So here we go with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising.
That came up this week, and how do we need to move through that? So
that's fantastic.
fantastic. You've been involved in franchise, like you said, not to make you feel old, but you've been involved in franchising for a while now. What advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs, Nancy. You know, most of our listeners, they want to buy a franchise, and I think a lot of them just don't know where to even begin because, you know, it's just so many concepts out there today, isn't there? It's just like, where do you start? What would you say to them?
Yeah, you're right. It's so overwhelming, I know, and even just me when I was looking at, you know, the different concepts, and so I've been in their shoes, and it is overwhelming, and I think, you know, first and foremost, of course, like you know, the business needs to speak to you. I mean, I think you need to be passionate about it. The business model obviously has to work, so, I mean, just the baseline pieces there. I mean, the model's got to work. It's got to fit your revenue profile and you know, just hours of operation and all those sorts of things that make sense, and but then I think, you know, it's all about, too, once you get past that initial piece and it's something that you're excited about, you know, then you want to really talk to your franchisor. Like, you have to have a connection with your franchisor. You have to, you know, you have to see the vision. You have to feel the passion. You have to feel like it's somebody that you could be a partner with for, you know, minimum of 10 years. And is this somebody that I want a relationship with? And, you know, what are their franchisees saying? And, you know, are all the things that I'm hearing in discovery, you know, really what those franchisees are still feeling when they get out into the market? And do you connect with the franchisees? Because, you know, again, the thing that I love so much about franchising is it's such an amazing community. So I feel such a huge responsibility to bring together the right people, because you're building a community of franchisees and a family. And, you know, I love that we have all of these amazing backgrounds and, you know, smart people out there that, you know, look, there's a lot of great ideas out there, and not every one of us is, you know, I don't have every single answer, and my business partner, so we leverage all of these amazing people. So I think, you know, be passionate about whatever the business is, and really feel like you see that same vision, and you connect with your franchisor, and they're going to give you the support that you need to move forward.
I had a feeling you'd have a detailed response to that question, by the way.
Shocker, right?
Which is fantastic. We have this great quotes in franchising podcast that we do. It's like, you know, advice to, you know, like 5-minute clips, and I think we're going to put that one in there. I think it's...
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.